We are learning Masechtas Megillah, and we are learning Chav Zayin Amar Beis, and we're starting from a Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amar Beis. Eim Meichrim Es Shal Rabim LeYachid. According to Rav Meir, you cannot sell a shul that belonged to a Rabim for a Yachid. Because we bring it down from the Kedusha. That means until now we were learning what you do with the money of the sale. Now, this Mishnah is going to talk about what happens to the thing you sold. For example, you sold a shul, and you got the money, and the money tackle used for higher kedusha. But what's the din with the shul? So the halacha is that you can't sell it from a rabbim to a yachid. Even though the yachid maybe will daven in it, but he's not going to be daven with a minion. He's not going to be daven with a minion. It's not a rabbim. And therefore, it's not good according to Rameya, because you're making a lesser kedusha. The Rameya. So Rabbanan said to Rameya, if that's true, you shouldn't sell it, Beis Knesses, from a big city to a small city either, because you're being married in Mikdash Shasai. And that seems like Rameya didn't hold that much. You can't sell it to a smaller city. That you can't do. So the Gemara, Shapir Ka'amar, Rabban Rameh. Rabban is having good that if you hold, there's a difference between a Rabban and a Yachid, so why is from a big city to a small city any better? So Rameh says, no. They're both Kaddish because you still can say Dovah Shavu Kedusha. But Rabban and Yachid, no, Leka Kedusha. Like Rashi explains, you can't say Dovah Shavu Kedusha, Lachas Nasara. So I'm taking it from a Makkahim where they say Dvaram Shavu Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha. And now you can't say anything, and that's lessening the kedusha. Rabbanon, iikul lemechshay gavna, nam iikul lemechshum reiv am hadus melech. If you chayish for that, you chayish also for the myla of reiv am hadus melech. If you're not chayish for that, you're not chayish for davar shabekedusha either. So what's the rabbanon shita? So Rashi explains the rabbanon shita is that once you take money for the shul, the kedusha transfers onto the money, and the shul you can do whatever you want with. Besides, for four things that are presented, so we'll see in the next mishnah. So rabbanon hold, they allow you to do whatever you want in the basic Knesset, just not bizarre sticker things. Like the next Mishnah says, Ein Moichir basic Knesset, Elal Tanai Shem Yirtzu Yachziru Divrei Meir. Meir is another Chumrah. He says, you only can sell a shul, but Tanai, then whenever I want, I can get it back. I give back the money and take back the shul. The kids say, you only can sell the shul, like basically like renting it. When I sell you a shul, then the halacha is that anytime I want, I give you back the money and get it back. For the same money. That's the only way you could do it, because now it's derech bezayin. That's what Rameh holds. Mechomerim no meicher meis mem karem kisel legamri a real sale. Chutz ma'arba dvarim, but you can't use it for these four things. Lemerchetz, you can't use it for a bathhouse or a borski or a tanning house, a place we do tanning leathers. Letvila can't be a mikvah. Or lebeis amayim, it can't be used for a wash with a wash clothing. Lebeis akvisa, Rashi's one pshat. Rashi's second pshat. For a base miraglion, for a bathroom. It can't be used for those things. That's a bezayin. And therefore, but anything else, since I transferred the kedusha from the base marriage onto the money, I'm allowed to use this marriage for anything you want besides for these four things. Rabbi Yehuda eme, moichon oiso shem chotzer, v'alekech mash yirtze yase. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean? So if you see Tosfos later on, dafchav chesem and alf, the second to bottom Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda comes as arguing two things. First of all, he's being machmer. He's saying, if I sell it stam, then you can't, it retains its kedusha. I have to sell it when I sell it. I have to sell it shame chotzer. That I'm selling it shame, there's no kedusha on it. That's what it has to be. That's the only way the money gets transferred off the kedusha gets transferred off the miskinesses onto the money is if I say shame chotzer. So that's a chumra. But there's a kula. Once I sell shame chotzer, I can do whatever I want in it. Let's read it in Tzal again. Means I have to sell shame chotzer in order to take the kedusha off the miskinesses. Like keach mashir tziyasek, do whatever he wants, even the davim shebezayin, and not like the rabbanim. Ad kana mishnah. Now, the first thing we'll talk about is the first half of the mishnah, which Rameya says a chiddush. Rameya says when I sell a basic knesses, I have to sell it like on consignment. That's the wrong word, but the idea is like this: I sell it to the community. Let's say I sell it to Satmar. Vizhis sells it to Satmar. We sell it to Satmar, but whenever Vizhis wants, he gives back the money and gets it back. That's the halacha. So the problem is like this. If you think about it, Satmar gave money to Vizhnitz, gave $100,000, and the Schar Batala here, the money is doing nothing. So they're getting interest. What are they getting interest? Satmar gets free rent in the building for the next 10 years because their money is sitting by Vizhnitz. So the problem is, isn't that ribbis? Rameyer, Heichi, Dairiba, how could Satmar stay in the shul for free and they lent money basically to Vizhnitz? Havali ribbis, it's ribbis. means it's not for sure going to be ribbis. For example, if here, if they never buy back, so then it was a sale. If it was a sale, it's no ribbis. It's only ribbis if they end up being paid it, redeeming it, then it's ribbis because they give the same money back. And it turns out they were sitting there, living there for free for 10 years. So it's only tzad echav ribbis. I'm going to go to Rabbi Yehuda, tzad echav ribbis mutter. The time, look at the Braisa. Hareisha noishim chaveri mono. What they did was like this. Reuven wanted to borrow $100 from Shimon. Reuven wanted to borrow from Shimon. So Shimon says, okay, give me a field as a mashkin. Give me a field. So Reuven says, here, Shimon, here's the field, and give me $100. Okay. Now, who eats the peiros? Because if Shimon eats the peiros, he's getting ribbis. He gave $100 to Reuven, and now he's getting free peiros as long as the loan is there. That's ribbis. If Reuven, the one who got the money, is still eating the peiros, so mutter, there's no shal ribbis. But lekeirach the peiros, if Shimon, who gave the money, he bought the field, he eats the peiros, is also because that's ribbis, because only lending money here. Rabbi Yehuda, no. I feel lekeirach the peiros mutter. Even if lekeirach eats peiros mutter, why? Because this case was a story where they said after 10 years, if you don't pay back, the field is mine. So it's really a chance that it could be mine, and therefore it's a mechira and it's not a shal ribbis. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, who don't want to support his shita, he brings a ma'isa bebaisus ben zunin. Shasdeo mecher, he made his field a mecher. Al pi Rabbi Lezer Mazari, you have a lokach lekeach alka peres ayah, and the person who gave the money ate the peres, even with the shaila ribbis. No, Moshe Raya meicher alka peres ayah. The meicher, the one who borrowed the money, he's one eating peres, and not the one who lent the money. Lekeach. So ma'iv now, what's the biyam achleiches? Tzad echav ribbis dikmanah. Ma'asav tzad echav ribbis muta. Ma'asav tzad echav ribbis is also. One old tzad echav ribbis is muta. One old tzad echav ribbis is also. Now, Taisa has a very important question that we know saw b'saw is also. That means I'm allowed to lend you a saw of Paris in order to pay me back a saw of Paris in a half a year. Why? Because the price might go up, and then it turns out that it's ribbis. Achar tzad echav ribbis, and there everyone agrees it's also. So Taisa's answer is that here, because it's derech memka chamemka, it's not a derech hava, that's why it's better. That's why it's better, and therefore it's only a shah of tzarech av ribis. So Taisa goes further with all the questions, ayin sham. So one biyar mechalek says tzarech av ribis is mutar aser, and that's pshat ha mishnah, Raya Meir allows you to do this shtick with the shul, is because tzarech av ribis, it might be you're going to keep the shul forever, and therefore it'll be like Satmar bought the shul from business, and it won't be a shayla. But if they're going to redeem it, then it'll turn out it's shtick of ribis, but it's only tzarech av ribis, and tzarech av ribis is mutar according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Amar, no. Everyone knows Tzad Echav Ribis is also. And why here it's mutter, but a case of Noisha Sada B'chaveira, because he's going to give back, if he eats the peiros, and when I say he pays back, he'll pay back the peiros. The Kuli Amar Tzad Echav Ribis is also. V'alcha Ribis am Nasta Hachzik M'nayu. Mas Sava Ribis am Nasta Hachzik Mutter, Mas Sava Osir. The case of that Braisa was that he didn't give back the money. If the guy doesn't pay up his, if the guy doesn't pay up his chayiv, then I bought the karka, then it's fine. But if he pays up his chayiv, I'm going to give him back the peiros. So that's the Bechleikis. So what's Pshat HaMishnah Mishnah then? Zoktais is Pshat HaMishnah Mishnah in Fira Meir also, in a case where their vision is paid the basic Knesset says, Satmar will have to pay rent for all those 10 years. Zotim Maravait. B'chomayim Meichar Ezmem Ka'olam, and it says besides for four things, Inala Selet for four things, and that is Merches, Bursky, Tfila, and Besamayim, which might mean a place for a bathroom where they go to Meir Glayim. So therefore, Agmar will discuss something about Meir Glayim. Amar Avidu Amashmul. Mutu la'odim l'hashdim mayim b'zavdara amashal tfila. If someone davened in a place, you know, he davened in his backyard, he's allowed to go four amas. After he finishes davening, he's allowed to go to the bathroom, even within four amas of that mokim. Because that mokim doesn't have kedusha. What's the chiddush? It's pashat. Tanina. We learned in a brayso. Rudaimer. Moichin oisa. We learned in our mishnah rather. Moichin oisa l'shum chatzah. V'lekech mash yirtzi yasa. You can let us sell a basic knesses l'shum chatzah. You can do whatever you want to. For Rabbanon, loy ka'amri. Even Rabbanon said, "Dinala make it into beis hamayim," which means a place of meraglayim. If you want pshat. Even Rabbanon said, "Loy ka'amri the basic knesses the kaviyak kedushasa." Only a basic knesses where it's kavua kedushasa. Have a dada amis. There would not be a problem. So therefore, he holds our mishnah really is basically mefurish that you're allowed to be mashed in within four amos of a place that you want them to daven. Tony Tanakamei Rav Nachman Hamispalel. Someone davens marching dal amos and mashed in. You should move away dal amos and mashed in. Not like we just said before. They learned in a brisa that if you mispalel, you should move away dalaramas bimashtin. Vahamashtin, and someone who goes to the bathroom on the floor, marcha dalaramas balel. You should move away dalaramas daven. You shouldn't daven within 4 amas of the meraglayim. Omalei, so he said to him, Rav Nachman said to the one who said the brisa, I understand the second half of the brisa. Bishlon hamashtin, someone who goes to the bathroom, marcha dalaramas balel, you move dalaramas and you daven. Tanina, that's a first mishnah. Kama yarchik mehem uminatzaya. It's a Mishnah in Brachas. Kama yarchik mehem uminatzaya. Dal Ramas. How far do you have to go away from Meraglayim or Tzaya in order to daven? You have to go away Dal Ramas. And you can't see the Tzaya either. You have to turn around. But you go away Dal Ramas. You can't smell it. But you go away Dal Ramas. So it's pashut by Mashtin. You go away Dal Ramas. Ela hamas palel. Marcha Dal Ramas umashtin. But if you daven in a place, you have to move away Dal Ramas to be Mashtin. Lomali. Yachi, if that's the case, that it gets a kedusha, kedushasenu lekulas field in Adai. You can't go to the bathroom anywhere in Adai, any street in Adai. Why not? Because people daven all the time. The halchi derech daven, so they daven every place in Adai. Every place has a kedusha. There doesn't have kedusha. So what's pshat in the brayse? The first half of the brayse says a mashdin. You have to move away down on the spell. It's a pella. So my answer is Tony Yisha. You should wait. You should wait. A mespala marked al ramas a mashdin means you should wait, and it means both halves of that brayse is talking about waiting. So Mar says again, I stand the second half. Bishlam mashdin yishuk de hilch dal amas. Says once you're mashdin, you should wait 4 amas. So wait like in a few seconds, which takes to walk 4 amas. Why Mishum cites this? Before you pull up your pants, wait a few seconds because you want the drips to be finished dripping out. It shouldn't drip onto your clothing. El mespala yishuk de hilch dal amas. But if you went to the bathroom in order to, but if you davened, you have to wait 4 amas to go to the bathroom. What's the problem? You finished davening already. It's the right way to go to the bathroom. Lomali, why have to wait? Why have to wait a few seconds? Could they hear the dalad amas? Amar Vashi, you should call dalad amas tefilas du refiv ruchushi marachas shvasei. Because for 4 amas long, his tefillah is still, his mouth is still moving, still davening, still like he was davening. Therefore, wait 8 seconds until you be mashed them, because what, when you're davening, you don't finish davening right away. Your mouth is still moving, Kilu. You're still in a rangatana of the davening. It takes a little few seconds to get out of it. And therefore, you should wait a few seconds. So, the Marvite, Zalfan Simon. Shaul Tamidav is Rav Zakai. Zalfan Simon to different Amaroyim, that, or different Tanoyim, that the Tamidim asked them, Tanoyim Aroyim, that they asked them, why are you Zaych the long life? Shaul Tamidav is Rav Zakai. Vamah Rach the Yom. Why were you zeichet the shacharichas yom? Amar lahem, yom ay lo yishtanti mayim sechdam sal tefila. My life, I never was mashtin and I went to the bathroom within 4 amas of tefila. So are you going to ask me, what do you mean? Was ever 4? It's mutter to do that. So there's 2 pshatim. So here, Tosis learns that it's going on after he davened. And he always waited 4 amas before he went to the bathroom. Okay, that's awesome. That's not a chiddush. That's a pashta halacha. Then what's the chiddush? Zog Taisvis, that even in a case where it was hetagomer, like he waited that long, he still didn't, he moved away and he didn't daven. I feel like hechash yesh hetagomer because shock the hilch dal ramis, he still didn't be mashtin within dal ramis of tila. Even though it was muta, I don't know when he was mashtin lemaisa, how long afterwards, but that's what he did. The Rashba learns that we're talking about Teich Da'al Mishal Tfilo, and it was Yedua, he said, that's where he davened. And that's a Midas Chasidus, not in a place you know where you davened, it's a Midas Chasidus to Marchik Dalar Amas from where you were mashtin. There's a Midas Chasidus for that, and he said that's what he did. That's why he had a long life. He did a special Midas Chasidus. He was not mashtin within 4 amas of a Mokim Yedua that he went to the bathroom. Zokta, and Tais is a little bit harder to understand, so we'll go with the Rashba's pshat. It means that in a place we know he davened, he did not daven in within 4 amas of that place. Zokta Gemara Vayter, Beloi Kenisi Shem Lechaveroi, and he didn't call his friend by a nickname, even in a case where it wasn't Gennai, Tais says, Beloi Betalti Kiddush Hayoyim, and he never was Mevatel, the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. Even though he could have made Kiddush on bread, he was never Mevatel Kiddush on wine. And the Mar says a story. He says a story. I'm Amy Zakena Heisley. My mother was very old. Pam Achas, Makra Kippa, she sold Kippa Shabbosha, she sold her head covering, her kerchief over her head, Mevula Kiddush Yem. He brought me Kiddush Hayyim. Tana, Linda Brysik Shemesa, when she died, Nicholai Gimel Meyas Garvayayin. She left over 300 barrels of wine because she got a lot of bracha. Taisa says, Hazar b'kiddush yom zeichem al megav yayin. The Gemara in Shabbos says, someone who is makbid on kiddush, he's zeichet ta'ashiris. And see ta'kachava. Because when he died, he nech levon shleish alof megav yayin. 3,000 barrels of wine. Rav Huna v'osa risa. One day, Rav Huna, instead of wearing his regular belt, his regular gartel, he was wearing like a piece of rubber around his waist. And in front of Rav, Amalei, my eye, what's going on here? What are you wearing this? It's not Purim. Amalei, lehavali kedusha. I didn't have kiddush. Mishkanta leminoi, and I gave him my belt as a collateral to buy kiddush. But soya be kedusha, and I got kiddush with that. Amalei, so Rav was very impressed. I gave him a bracha. He ravad titam shiroi. I give you a bracha that Hashem's will is should be covered with fine silks. Ki ichlo rabba berei de Rav Huna. When Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, got married, inish gut zahava. First, Rav Huna was a short person. Gona apuria. He was taking a little rest on a couch. Asim banzi de kolase. His daughters and his daughter-in-laws shalcham v'shadim nayo. They took off their coats and put it on top of him. They didn't realize him. He was a small person. They didn't realize him. Until he was covered in silks. So you see, the bracha was mekuyim. It wasn't mekuyim in the way you thought, but it was mekuyim in a certain way. Shama Rav heard that it was mekuyim, but he was upset. Oh, my time, why when I benched, didn't you say v'chein lamar? Because he would have said v'chein lamar, I would have got the bracha also, and I see it was mekuyim. And maybe by me, it would have been a real ashiris. But I see the bracha was mekuyim. He got covered with the shirayim. Why didn't you say v'chein lamar? One more Gemara. Shaul Tamidus Rav Eliezer ben Shamua. Ma rachta yom. How are you zechta bichas yom? Omel hem. Yom lo yisiz a kapadar al beis knesses. I never took a shortcut through a beis knesses. And the Rashi speaks out even in a case where it was mutter to do. For example, the halacha is if there's a shortcut there before they put the shul up, then you let it continue doing it. I still didn't go through a shul as a shortcut. Lo besati al rosh yom kadosh. And I didn't walk. I didn't when everyone was sitting down. I didn't walk back out of the beis medrash because it make them and it looks like I'm standing on top of them. Rak Rash says because to me the beis medrash al gavi karka hulik al gavi mesibosam leishim mukayim. When he goes to his place, looks like he's stepping on people's heads. So if he came late, he stood in the back. He didn't go walk on everyone's head. V'nisasi kapi lebracha. And I never duchened. I never said berakas kanam without a bracha. Now that's a bekasha. What? Like why is that like merachta arichas yom? Like that's a chiyuv. So some say that, you know, it's automatic. It's a riches yom. You get from birchas karam saying the bracha. So that's what he did. But others bring a raya mir, the Vilna Goyin, and Biagra brings a raya mir that the chi of bracha or birchas karam is not ikar adin. Because you see here, it was special schos that he said the bracha and he had a riches yom because of that.